from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl will be covering the big game on Sunday. Browns, Cowboys, 425. Huntington Bank Field, Tom Brady, Kevin Burkhart, Daryl Ryder. Hi, D.
Daryl.
Oh, hello, boys.
Good to have you with us. So who plays left tackle for the Browns coming up on Sunday?
I think it's going to be Jack Conklin. They're trying to keep it a mystery. Kevin Stefanski yesterday, we just got done visiting with Ken Dorsey here this morning. But I really think it's going to be Jack. Jed Wills told us yesterday in the locker room he is not going to start. Now Kevin Stefanski did say that Wills could play on Sunday, but I can't imagine a situation where they would do a rotation at that spot. So my anticipation would be that Wills just is not going to play, and then they'll go ahead and have Jack, who's been taking reps on the left side along with James Hudson, put him in there to try and slow up Micah Parsons in that Cowboys front.
Daryl, Andy Baskin here, 92.3 The Fan. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. I'm just curious, how healthy do you think the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is this year, Deshaun Watson?
Everyone says he's healthy, so we're going to find out on Sunday, right? Watson yesterday when he spoke seemed real confident about where he's at coming off of shoulder surgery. And, Ken Dorsey told us this morning he's really liked what he's seen from Deshaun, both on the field as well as off the field. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to find out starting Sunday just where Watson is at. And, are there going to be any bumps in the road, or are they just going to be able to hit the ground running? Don't know.
He said he still feels he's one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL the other day. I think elite.
Well, I say that I'm going to win the lottery someday, Jeff. So you can say a lot of things. You got to go out and do it. That's what matters. And, that's just kind of where I'm at with him. Like, it's great. Let's see it. Like, this is the year to show it. You've got the supporting cast around you. The organization switched offensive coordinators and members of the coaching staff there to better put you in a position to be successful. They went out and brought in another wide receiver in Jerry Jeudy this offseason. So to me, it's the quotes from Deshaun are great, and certainly they make headlines and, give us all things to talk about. But I just want to see it. That's just kind of where I'm at with him. Just go out there and show me that you're one of the best in the league. You don't need to tell me.
Daryl, just an interesting question. I'm sure you haven't thought about this yet. Any chance that Huntington Bank Field ends up just moving next door to where Lake Burkfront Airport?
There you go, Andy. How long you lived here?
27 years. Any chance that moves over there? Because there's been some rumblings about that. Daryl, I don't know if you've contemplated that or not. But
I think there's a chain somewhere that Andy just yanked.
Your thoughts on that?
0.0 chance that ever becomes reality. That's my thoughts on that.
Why do you think people are talking about that suddenly?
I don't know. But there are a myriad of reasons why that is just not a feasible plan. I tried to explain that to you on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast that dropped last night.
You did?
I don't think I did a good job of it. But there are a myriad of reasons why that might be the most ridiculous, as well as extremely expensive option to be proposed. So I'll just tell folks that in no way, shape, or form would contemplating building a stadium or a dome on that land, whenever that airport's going to get closed. And my understanding is that the mayor of the city of Cleveland has made that a priority to get that in the pipeline, to get that airport closed so that they can develop that land. I don't know what you can put on it because, you know, that's man-made land. And, you know, there's a chance that there may be some toxic soil underneath that thing from when it was made years ago. But, yeah, it's not feasible from an engineering standpoint, I don't think. I don't think it's feasible from a financial standpoint. And it certainly is not feasible from a timeline standpoint where the Browns are concerned.
So, Daryl, if I want more on this information, I should go to where?
It's always game day in Cleveland. Some slappy named Andy Baskin co-hosts with me.
Click, click, click.
If you think we're
slappy is an underused word.
Snarky. If you think this is a snarky conversation now, you have to listen to the podcast.
Andy was really trying to bait me good last night, that's for sure. So here's my question to you.
Yeah.
You messing up Burke Lakefront Airport, was that because you just had brain fog, or
no,
was that because you were trying to troll me again?
I was trolling you again.
Trolling me again.
Yeah, let's go
okay,
with that.
So we went through this whole thing about what the new name of the stadium is, too. Inside jokes aren't a lot of fun unless you're on the inside. If you want to be on the inside, go listen to the podcast. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Thank you.
Jerry Jeudy, what do you expect?
I mean, look, you know, they obviously brought him in and gave him a contract extension for a reason. You know, they'll certainly, I'm sure, be an integral part of the game plan, along with Mari Cooper. David Njoku, you know, he is certainly looking to, I don't want to say prove himself, but I just kind of feel like he's really looking to put the whole Denver Bronco experience behind him and just really start fresh here in Cleveland. And, you know, he's got a much more stable quarterback situation, I think, than what he had to deal with in Denver organizationally. Things are much more stable than what he had to deal with in Denver. So I kind of feel like he's coming in really motivated to just kind of put that whole experience behind him and really show everyone the type of player he is or can be here in the National Football League.
At 8.5, Vegas is trying to tell folks that the Browns are a team that's either going to go over 500 or be under 500. What say you, Darryl Ryder? Is 8.5 a fair number? And do you think they're an over 500 team?
Yeah, I think it's an easy number, honestly. I do think that they're an over 500 team. Earlier this week, when I was in with Nick Wilson on Afternoon Drive, I gave my prediction. I said the Browns would finish 10-7. They would be the sixth or seventh wild card seed in the AFC. And my expectation is that they would win that wild card game, because this team was not put together just to get to the playoffs. The old Donovan Mitchell conversation that he had right toward the end of the Cavs season, right? He said, hey, they didn't bring me to Cleveland just to make the playoffs. They brought me to Cleveland to try and help them win a championship. And that's really what the Deshaun Watson trade is all about. And, you know, I'll admit that that's part of the reason that I am at times tough on Deshaun, because this isn't just about you know, stabilizing the quarterback position. It's not just about being competitive in games. It's not just about getting to the playoffs. You make a trade like that where you're giving up six draft picks, three of those first rounders, you give them a fully guaranteed $230 million contract. You make that move. You push all those chips to the center of the table with the expectation that that player is the missing piece to help you compete for Super Bowls. And so, you know, some people think I'm unfair, but I actually don't think it's unfair to raise the bar of expectation. This organization has come a long way in the last 5 to 6 years, and especially the last 4 years under Stefanski and Barry. And they have a very capable roster. They went 11-6 last year and started five different quarterbacks. Four of them won football games, right? I mean, that hasn't happened since, I think it was the Patriots back in like 1986 or 1987 that a team had four quarterbacks win a football game in a single season for them, right? So it's time to elevate expectation for the Browns. And I don't think that's unreasonable or unfair one bit. And Deshaun Watson is a big piece and component to that puzzle. And they need him to be successful for this organization to achieve the level of success that they desire, and that is to compete for Super Bowls.
Daryl, thank you, sir.
You bet, guys. Enjoy
Daryl
the game
Ryder,
this weekend.
Our Browns beat reporter, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Make sure you check out the podcast. It's always game day in Cleveland, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.